five ways an adult could have responded to the questions about Indra Yajna by Krishna's mercy.
Kathyata me pit koyam sambhramo va upagat. Kim phalam kasya vodesh ken va sadhyate mak. Quote, my dear father, I am very respectfully and humbly inquiring. What is this arrangement? Why you are busy in making some sacrificial ceremony? What is the reason and what is the result? For whose benefit is it and by what means will it be accomplished? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.24.3.
1. Leave it to the adults.
My dear son, we know what we are doing. We are in charge of taking care of this place. We have the weight of responsibility on our shoulders. It is not that we look down upon the children or want them to suffer. You are not being punished in any way by our dedication to this activity, so you might just want to stay where you are. No need to cross that line yet.
2. We don't want to make them mad.
My dear son, do you see this amazing creation in which we live? Do you like the sunlight? Do you enjoy the food that we eat? The flowers of the spring season, and the bamboo used for that flute you always carry. None of it would be possible without the rain. We worship in this manner to keep the higher authorities happy. We want to remain on their good side. No need to rattle the cage or wake the beast if you know what I mean.
3. We need to eat.
My dear son, food is everything. That is how you can tell which kinds of work are worthwhile. Are you able to produce food? Do you have sufficient quantities to consume? We follow this yajna because nourishment is vital. We are not advanced yogis who can survive on only air for months on end.
4. Don't break from tradition.
My dear son, this has been the long-standing tradition. There is no need to deviate from the allegiance. We pay respect to those who came before us. We honor what they have handed down. If every person were to act on a whim, to do as their mind pleases, there would be chaos and confusion. No one would be happy. Disruptions to Dharma are the worst deviations a person could devise.
5. Aren't you famous for stealing?
My dear son, perhaps you should not be too smart, especially not in the presence of elders who know better. Anyway, are you not famous for stealing? I believe butter is your preferred item to take. You are lucky that adults look the other way, that they are mollified by your charming face. But don't mistake that to mean they will follow whatever you advise. Best to stay in your lane.
The placement is not accidental. It is not that some blue-complexioned child just randomly emerged from the womb of Mother Devaki, got transported in the dark of night to Gokul, and lived happily in the family home of Nanda Maharaj, with no one the wiser. Rather, there is planning to the entire fair. It is like a brilliant playwright conceiving of a story in their mind and then putting pen to paper. Later on, skilled actors fill the various roles and play out the scenes on the grandest stage. In this case, the audience is not limited to those admitted to a specific performance. Rather, the scenes are constantly occurring throughout the many universes in existence. As His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains, at this very moment somewhere Sri Krishna is setting the scene for the inaugural Govardhan Puja. The arrival in Gokul was due to the will of Vishnu. He promised to appear in that place, and so the other participants were chosen through qualification. It is like the greatest gift to receive in liberation, to always be alongside the jewel of Vrindavan. We see that Nanda Maharaj did not respond to Krishna's questions in any of the aforementioned ways. Due to internal purity, due to affection, due to unflinching devotion to the Almighty, Nanda happily and honestly obliged the polite inquiry from his son. Krishna knew what he was doing. We can point the Kim Phalam question at any of our activities, whether in progress, in review, or in the proposed state. What is it that we are trying to achieve? What are we looking to gain? Krishna already knew the answer with the Indra Yajna the residents were preparing for. He therefore took the opportunity to propose worshipping Govardhan Hill. This would be a replacement, like taking one federal holiday off of the calendar and adding another in its place. Nanda Maharaj did not pull rank. He did not belittle the child. He did not dismiss the arguments as sophistry coming from someone who was not yet formally educated. Rather, Krishna's reasoning made sense. The same rewards could indeed be achieved by honoring Govardhan, which was dear to the cows. Since the cows were pleased, the people would be happy as well. This was a symbolic representation of the devotional spirit. It was putting into practice the recommendation to always think of Krishna, to become his devotee, and to never be lost to him.
Manmana bhav madbhakto. Madhyasi ma namaskuru. Mam evaishasi yuktvevam. Atmana matparayana. Quote, engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.34.
In closing,
despite questions from Kid, information not hid, Nanda happy to hear, and provide understanding clear, but since Krishna to all dear, to new direction to seer, going to Govardhan instead. The Supreme intentionally led.